Hello, I'm Isha Bilal, and this is the IOM podcast. Today, we're talking about diaspora and assimilation. Diaspora refers to a dispersed population whose origins are geographically elsewhere. Diasporas tend to feel displaced from home and don't assimilate fully into their host country. In Jhumpa Lahiri's collection of short stories, Interpreter of Maladies, the diaspora life is presented within multiple stories. In the title story, Interpreter of Maladies, the tour guide, Mr. Kapasi, sees the Das family as foreigners, but not entirely. Their Indian ethnicity makes him believe they are different from the usual American tourists he meets, resulting in him being utterly shocked with Mr. and Mrs. Das's carelessness with their children, and how Mrs. Das told him, a stranger, about her extramarital affair. Her confession depressed him, as said on page 39, and the family doesn't hold what are seen to be traditionally Indian values. Many ethnically Indian people live in America, and in the Das family's case, Mr. and Mrs. Das's parents were a part of the diaspora who had their families in a different country than where they were from originally. Essentially, Lahiri has shown how people can judge based off somebody's apparent ancestry, yet the effects of a diaspora and being totally assimilated into a foreign culture from birth can cause a person to not retain any of those cultural traits. In an interview with NPR in November 2008, Jhumpa Lahiri gave her interpretation of what it means to be American. She noted how she spent her childhood embarrassed of her parents' lack of Americanness, and how, despite wearing Western clothes and being just like any other kid, she felt different. She came to terms that being American is something you just feel yourself, which is something her parents couldn't do due to their accents and appearances that betrayed them in the eyes of others. For me, I think being American is simply about your passport, and in this way, I differ greatly from Lahiri. I've always found it odd to give much thought to which country I belong to, and I myself can never imagine feeling American. I was born in Pakistan, my parents are Pakistani, and quite frankly, I'm proud of being Pakistani. However, I've been fortunate to never have had the identity struggles that Lahiri had because I've never been that sort of an immigrant. In America now, it's hard not to see someone South Asian or of any other foreign background. This allows me to feel represented, at least in terms of my race, whereas Lahiri felt embarrassed and wanted to pull away from the things that marked her as different. The immigrant experiences she details in her stories are ones I've heard in real life, many pertaining to my own family members, and I know only somebody who feels that struggle could write something so accurately. But for me, the idea of being American is not something with a lot of depth. It's just the same as what it means to be Chinese, Australian, South African, or Pakistani. Assimilation is the process of an individual or group integrating into a wider society or culture, taking on their values and beliefs as well. The positives of this social process is the harmony with which people live, where there's little clashing thoughts or beliefs. Assimilating also opens up more employment opportunities for immigrants, as they speak the same language and have adapted to the customs of that society. Some negative consequences, on the other hand, of assimilation is the loss of familiar or cultural identities. When people assimilate, it's expected that they let go of the traditions that make them stand out, and this reduces the diversity of society. Interpreter of Maladies has many soul-touching stories. The third and final continent is one of the simplest and most ordinary of them all, yet it contains a level of relevance for me. My family and I have lived on three continents, and although this is very ordinary, I feel as if this is something unique. The narrator in the third and final continent settles himself down in one place. He has a happy ending. And the reason I feel a connection to the story is because of the raw feelings associated. The grief of a parent dying, the suffocation in a tight room, the irritation at being responsible for someone, the care for somebody vulnerable, and the pride in one's own journey. I think anybody really can relate to these feelings, but even more so people who travel constantly and learn to adapt quickly. Thank you for listening. This has been the IOM podcast with Isha Bilal.